The defining feature of human evolution is bipedalism, which means walking on two legs. Known as the savanna hypothesis, paleontologists have long believed that bipedalism began after knuckle-walking primates walking on all fours, descended from trees to the ground. While chimps and gorillas continued to use all fours to get around, human ancestors eventually learned to walk upright. It's been thought that bipedalism began at least 4.5 million years ago. Now, two teams of British researchers are challenging the savanna hypothesis. Robin Crompton of the University of Liverpool in England says upright walking may have occurred between 17 and 24 million years ago, much earlier than anyone imagined.
It goes back to whenever the date was for the common ancestor of all great apes.
Crompton and colleagues at the University of Birmingham in England collected data for 1 year on tree-dwelling orangutans in the Sumatra rainforest in Indonesia. Susanna Thorpe of Birmingham University describes what researchers call hand-assisted bipedalism, in which the orangutans move their hands and use their arms primarily for balance on thin branches. The primates were also observed straightening their legs on bending branches to keep from losing their balance, much the same way humans stiffen their legs while running on springy surfaces. Thorpe says the observations are important because they propose a less complicated theory of how humans came to walk upright.
Our results remove the need for complicated scenarios like the savanna that require human ancestors to move into a completely different habitat. Instead, straight-legged bipedalism simply relocates from the trees down to the ground.
The study on bipedalism is reported this week in the journal Science. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.